Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Tomer Shaval, CEO of Simply Pay. Hi, Tomer. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me.
So let's start with the basics, and that is that Simply Pay, as I understand it, is an enterprise cloud healthcare revenue management platform that's been around for a couple of years. So why don't you give us, in your words, an overview of what inspired you to tackle some of the biggest challenges in payments that there are, and that is in the healthcare payment space.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of entrepreneurial companies start from people just feeling specific pains and say someone needs to solve that. And that had definitely been the case for me. I had a horrifying vacation with my wife and kids. You know, everyone had the flu for a week. It was just a terrible week. But 3 months after that, we started getting all these piles of papers, me and my wife, and it was very frustrating and stressful experience. You know, we couldn't remember what the bills were about, you know, not to mention whether we paid them or not and why do we need to pay X versus Y. And that was the moment that it really hit me that this is really broken. And someone needs to go and solve that problem. And, you know, that was the beginning of Simply. You know, I immediately called my partners and said, I think I've got a really great cause or purpose for us to go after, to really overcome the pains of healthcare, if you will, so that patients can focus on improving health. And especially as my background is in e-commerce, it was just overwhelming and surprising to see how you know, how far behind the healthcare system is towards other industries and verticals in the delivery to patients or consumers.
So Tomer, describe exactly what Simply Pay does for a consumer and what it does for a healthcare provider.
Yeah, our mission in a nutshell is to create the leading billing and payment platform that patients love. And the key word is patients love, because you would not associate paying bills with the notion of loving that. But I think that's what makes us very unique, in the sense that we recognize that this is such a broken experience for patients. And in order to really build a meaningful, sustainable, growing business, we have got to solve the problem for the patients first. So it's a very patient-centric approach. And when you think about healthcare is very unique than other industries, in the sense that for the most part, you're getting a service or you buy a product and you don't really know how much you're going to pay. And when you get the bills afterwards from your insurance company or from your doctor, it's very, very cumbersome, very confusing. So we've put a lot of efforts to really radically change that and create what we call an interactive, beautiful bill, something that looks radically different than anything else in the market and is designed to get patients to really say, finally, I understand that bill. I know what I need to pay and why. A second important aspect of our secret sauce is really bringing the entire experience to the digital age. You would be amazed, Karen, that for almost a $400 billion industry of patients in America who are paying their medical bills a year, something like 2 or 3% are being done in a self-service fashion, meaning they're paying on their mobile device or computer 24/7 without any interaction with anyone else. The other 98% are checks, phone calls, and different type of collection agencies. And that is just remarkable for such a gigantic industry. So we've built a platform that allows the provider to really replace the paper interaction with a digital interaction. So you as a patient can get email notification and text messages that are about informing you where you are in that bidding process and allowing you to go and pay by yourself 24/7. Another important part of the offering that we bring is we recognize the fact that the average medical bill, especially when you go to a hospital, it's pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's around $400 per bill. That's a lot of money for the average American to pay. And what we've learned when we've done our discovery is that there's not a lot of payment options for patients to leverage. So you can get that bill. You either get depressed and you put it aside and hoping it's going to go away, and usually it doesn't, then you're going to deal with the collection agency. Or maybe, you know, you pick up the phone and you call the provider and you ask to see if they've got any options for you. And even that action to pick up the phone and call, it's not easy for a lot of people to do. You may feel embarrassed about that. We recognize that, and we've built a self-service platform that allows patients to potentially opt into a payment plan, an automatic payment plan. And the great thing about this platform, it's all designed within the framework or the customization of our providers, our hospitals, clients. So they would say what's the minimum amount applicable for a payment plan and what's the maximum amount of payments that you can opt into. But other than that, the patient has the empowerment and control to choose all the parameters, including the day of the month that they want that to happen. And they can do it by themselves. So the entire, you know, the entire world is going into a self-service mode and less manual, you know, time-consuming interaction. So those are just the type of things, the type of ingredients that we've inserted into this space to really disrupt it and create a reality where patients understand, trust, and conveniently can pay their medical bills on time. And of course, when that happens, that translates into great value for the providers, which is our paying customer. You know, patients do not pay for our service. But I would argue that if you have the convenience and clarity, you would be happy to pay your bill. And especially if it's even hard for you and we can help you with that, that would make a difference. And then for your doctor, they will get paid on time. They will get paid in a self-service fashion. So money is going to come directly to them instead of a staff member they need to pay to pick up the phone from you or all the collection agencies that are out there. So there's a really great value proposition all around, both for the patients and the providers.
Yeah, when I was doing some work on this topic a year or so ago, I was astonished at how much of the overall medical bills just go unpaid because consumers, by the time they get the bill and all of it's been settled through the insurance companies, they get the bill, they don't remember, to your earlier point, and they don't feel compelled to pay because they know that at the end of the day, if they're sick, the doctor isn't going to turn them away. So, you know, being able to provide transparency and accelerate the look into what they actually owe and then to be able to provide a payment method to finance what might be an outstanding amount sounds like a really valuable solution for the provider and the patient both.
Most definitely. And, you know, I'll say two things related to your comments. Number one, you've talked about transparency. Transparency is a great value proposition for consumers. That's where the world is going. You give people the visibility and the options. That anyone who's not doing that is becoming irrelevant. So what are we doing in that regards? We recognize that providers ideally would like to potentially even get paid at the point of service. Why do we need that delay 2-3 months later? The reason is, why would you pay a provider? Why would you pay a doctor if even your doctor can't tell you how much you need to pay? Right? So you won't do it. So we've developed a very unique technology that allows the provider to create on-the-fly cost estimation that really simulate what the bill will be after the fact. And by giving that transparency to their patients, sending them that in an email, showing that on an iPad, printing it out, then they can have the conversation to say, hey, Karen, here's what you should expect. and potentially both give you the value and potentially get more payments upfront. So transparency is another key word that will help enable this transition in the market. And the other point about the tremendous change that happens in the market, and it's related both to the fact that healthcare costs is just going through the roof in the recent decades, and also the health reform that puts more and more Americans on a health plan as a whole. We are in a very different market. 10, 15 years ago, you as a patient paid maybe $20, $30 copay. You didn't really care about the cost of healthcare, right? It had been a nice situation, but it created some challenges because, on the one hand, you're the consumer that decides where to consume services. On the other hand, you have no incentive to look at price at all. And that is not a good and healthy environment. On the other hand, for providers, they got 95% of their revenue directly from the insurance company. So the entire interaction between patients and providers on those, you know, out-of-pocket payments was just neglected because no one thought it's important. Today, it's so radically different because of high deductible plans and the health reform. And more Americans are on a pretty high deductible. So that means that the average family spends almost $4,000 a year paying medical bills. That is on top of paying for insurance. Wow. So the situation that you didn't care about that, it is not there at all. And also, by the way, your doctor cares about that because now they're getting almost a third of their revenue directly from patients. And it's astonishing that this reality has happened even before the technology and the services came to address that. And that is exactly why the Simply Pay platform is coming at the right time to really solve that problem and facilitate that important interaction.
So I know you're live in a hospital, El Camino Hospital. What's been the impact of having Simply Pay available to consumers, patients, and providers there?
It's a great question. You know, what we're telling our clients, and El Camino, as you've described, had been our first client. Since then, we've launched four additional clients that are live and about to deploy a few more in the coming couple of months. But the value proposition is, first of all, don't think of Simply Pay as a platform that is, you know, best in class, but you need to find the budget to fund it. It's actually a platform that is designed to lower your cost. So not only that you're not going to pay for that, it's actually going to save you money. And the way it works is very, very simple. For the most part, what we are doing is we are transitioning the 98% of payments by patients that are being done manually, meaning by sending checks or by making a phone call to the staff of the hospital or by interacting with different type of collection agencies. They are taking 7 to 30% of every dollar that they collect on behalf of the provider. And I'm not even talking about the experience that is usually not pleasant at all. We're replacing that with a self-service transaction. That means you, me, and any other patient can pay 24/7 on their mobile device or computer by themselves. So there's no cost of that collection agency. There's no cost of second, third, and fourth paper statement that they send you, how many each of them costs almost $1. There's no cost for the staff member that needs to take that payment. So every time that we transition, there is a great saving that comes into play. And what we've done for El Camino and are starting to see it with our new clients that are just went live is that El Camino had only 2% of their patients paying in a self-service fashion when we started the partnership, when we basically replaced their old platform with the Simply Pay platform. Fast forward 6 months later, not 3 years, 6 months, very short period of time, over 30% of their patient payments are now self-service payments.
Wow.
It became their largest collection channel, and we've recently checked it again at the end of last year. So 12 months into it, it's almost 40%. So it continues to go up. So that is just a dramatic change that creates both a better experience for patients, because you would understand that paying by yourself when it's convenient for you is much better than dealing with phone calls and collection agencies. And we've just replaced the high-cost collection channel for the provider with our self-service platform, and that translated into hundreds of thousands of savings for El Camino.
So Tomer, how did that happen? How did the hospital actually get so many consumers to want to do this?
Well, I would argue that any provider that we've talked to, any hospital physician group, when they do some surveys and they talk to their patients, one of the top three requests that those patients have is they want to have more digital access. They want to have more self-service type of opportunities. Everyone is, I remember that when I started Simply, I spoke with a really nice lady, and she said, 10 years ago, my garage had a big closet with a lot of paper. It had my taxes, it had my bank statements, it had a lot of different things. Today, the only thing that's left there is healthcare. So I would argue that everyone is ready for this change.
Yes.
And what happens is we're just coming to the providers and we tell them that your paper statement should be your plan B. Let's get people to use digital engagement. And when we put it out there, it starts to work very, very quickly. The provider already has the relationship with you as a patient. So you trust the provider, and we just facilitate that interaction on behalf of your doctor. The provider has your email address, has your smartphone number, so we can potentially text message. So there's already great assets that just allows us to then deploy the platform and start gaining the value.
So certainly the availability of mobile devices is helping a lot to stimulate interest on the part of consumers to want to use, to your point, digital methods to pay. Let's switch gears for just a little bit because I understand that there's a really interesting designation that is now being given to Simply Pay. It's the equivalent of the Good Housekeeping Award. Or Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval in the healthcare payments arena. That sounds pretty good to me. And I'm curious to know, what specifically is this designation, and how did you get it, and what does it mean for Simply Pay?
Sure thing. I'll be more than happy to share that exciting news that we're just announcing this week. One of the largest, most respectful healthcare organizations is called the American Hospital Association. They're basically a very large experienced organization that just represent, the thousands of different hospitals in America. Their goal is very simple: to represent those hospitals, to find best practices and solutions, and really become a place for thought leadership and information sharing for improving results and behaviors. Within that organization, they've got a business unit that is looking for innovative, leading companies in certain important areas that serves hospitals. And what they're doing is they're trying to find the best in class, the leading solution in each and every one of those verticals. And then they announce it, so potentially they provide great value for their hospital to say, hey, instead of talking to 5-10 different type of solution providers that everyone thinks that they're doing the best work, we can shorten that process for you because we've identified who we believe is the best in class, and the reason that they're comfortable to do that is they're really doing over 6 to 9 months of very detailed due diligence between all the different type of solutions to eventually come back with a winner that they exclusively endorse. You know, I had the pleasure to meet some of those folks, but by the way, not intentionally. We were just meeting in a healthcare convention, and you know, they've explained what they're doing, and I immediately thought that that is a great opportunity for me to share with them both the importance of having a solution for patient payments, which again, with the trends that are that is happening in the last 10 years, it's a needed vertical that should be disrupted. And then I just open up my laptop, show them the some of the results and the functionalities, and we just started a conversation. And you know, I'm very proud of it because, you know, for the most part, I would guess that most of their endorsements are actually kind of more established, you know, older type companies. So the fact that Simply has been around for less than 4 years, and still they have decided to endorse us as the leading solution for patient payments end to end, that's just a great achievement and a great validation to show that, you know, what we bring to the table is really different, radically different, and drive results, and it's something that providers should consider.
That certainly does sound like quite an honor. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
One final question, and you touched on this at the very beginning of our conversation, but I thought I'd come back to it as a way to sort of wrap up the discussion. So you mentioned that before Simply Pay, you were an executive in the e-commerce space, and you actually were a very senior executive running shopping.com. So I'm curious, what did you learn from that environment that helped you develop what is now the Simply Pay platform?
Yeah, Karen, that's a great question. And by the way, one of the differentiators that we have at Simply, when I talk to provider, I actually celebrate the fact that both myself and my co-founders and a lot of our team members are actually not veterans from healthcare that have spent 20 years in the market. They know all the acronyms and you know, all the historical details and information. We bring a fresh look, a very different look, that really examines whether what's the provider is trying to communicate with the patient or the consumer is something that the consumer actually understands. And we're bringing a lot of expertise and experience from e-commerce that is one of the leading verticals that have really been able to provide digital value and engagement with consumers. We're bringing that into the healthcare space. So just to give you a few good examples, you know, one of the basic rules of digital engagement is you need to find a good reason for a consumer to take action. And sometimes providers think, oh, you know, we're going to ask the patients to create an account and bring a lot of information before we bring in value. And we say, no, you should actually try and make it as simple and easy for the consumer or patient to take the first action, give them value, get them excited, appreciative, then you can take them to the next level. So break it down. Don't put a high bar. So that's a classic example of digital engagement rule of thumb that can be very, very helpful. You know, another example is really try and find a compelling reason for someone to take action. And for us, going into facilitating payment is a really good first step because everyone has an open bill. They know they need to fulfill that. And we believe that by delivering that, that would be a shortcut to then potentially say, hey, Karen, if you enjoyed this experience, did you know that you can sign up for our portal and look at your electronic medical records or you schedule your next appointment? And that kind of gives you the appetite to potentially do that. A third classic example is, you know, there's a group of very smart industry expert people. They sit in front of a whiteboard, and they think they know how things need to be communicated with patients. And we fundamentally believe that's not the right approach. We quickly put something out there, and then we test it. And we look, for example, we do A-B testing. So we check two different messages, both with our engagement platform and also on our website. And you would be amazed how, you know, one sentence can make a huge difference in terms of performance on a very same type of task. So when we come to the market, we say that is our bread and butter. We know how to facilitate the digital engagement, and we do it by listening to the patients, by really examining data to find out what is the best way to get them from A to B.
Well, it really sounds like a fascinating story of how you created the business, and certainly a very effective solution to what is a very, very tricky problem in healthcare payments. So, Tomer, it's been a real pleasure getting to know a bit more about Simply Pay and Simply Healthcare Payments Platform, and we look forward to staying in touch as you deploy more instances of Simply Pay, and you can share more good news with us. Thanks very much for taking your time with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Karen.